Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience.
Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com.
Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa. We are in the limelight today. I've got another extraordinary guest, but before I tell you about that, I did want everybody to go over, take a gander at this beautiful magazine, would you? This is In the Limelight. It is savvy, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. The Lamborghinis, friends of mine, are on the cover this week. And my special guest today is also a contributor in the magazine. We're going to get into everything that he does and everything that he is. He is in the Clarissa inner circle, and he has been for about 3 years. He saves my life when it comes to websites, but not only. So I'm going to introduce to you right now my good friend, David Johnstone from flashforwardsites.com. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Clarissa.
Well, hi to you. And it's so funny that, you know, we live kind of like right down the street from one another, and we're still doing that. I'm loving StreamYard, by the way, everybody. I moved from Zoom to StreamYard.com. If you don't know about it, get with me. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, Clarissa at ClarissaBurt.com. Happy to walk you through that process. But in the meantime, David, I wanted to get you on a little bit more because you are a plethora of information. You are I don't know much, but I'm going to go by memory, which doesn't always serve me well. But you used to work at American Express in IT. I think you were the head of IT or an IT department at American Express. So you are somebody that really knows what is up, what's going on, and how to fix it. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call David, and with a smile on his face, and as jolly as he always is, he helps me and never makes me feel like I'm stupid or I don't get it. Like many other guys that I worked with did, you know, they just have that kind of attitude that, yeah, it's true, David. I have to call a spade when I say so many of these people just kind of, you know, you're asking questions because you don't know and you're kind of being treated like a third, you know, class citizen. So I love you. As I said before, we've been working for 3 years together, and we just put up my new website, everybody. So clarissaburt.com or inthelimelightmedia.com. You can go there and get more information about me and what we're doing at In the Limelight, which is interviewing solopreneurs and entrepreneurs about their products and services, getting the word out for those who need to. So without further ado, David, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, if you don't mind, so that you can answer.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you're so welcome. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and they are the questions that come up frequently, as you well know, because I've asked them also. So what is the number one item to help Google rank your website higher? We hear about SEO. There's all kinds of confusion going on about SEO now. Google, what it wants, what the analytics and all of that. So what is that one item, that one tool that we can be using that can help us?
Yes, well, it's not really a tool. It's actually just having more words on your website, because Google's all about the words. The pictures, you know, they're nice for people who are visiting your website. Same for the videos, because the videos help keep people there longer. But Google's really looking for the words. So more words is what you need to help you move higher. So if somebody's searching for credit repair and there's a website that's out there that has maybe 300 words on the homepage and if they've repeated credit repair maybe 5 times, that's just not going to do it. It's, Google will see that that's not real helpful content, and they're going to show somebody else for credit repair. So it really is about the words.
Right. The words that are pertinent to you, your business, your website, the message that you're trying to get out. And when you say that it's about the words, is that the description paragraphs we're talking about? Where on the back end should we be?
In the body of the page.
The thing is too many words.
No, there's never a case of too many words. There's articles out there, that are thousands of words on a single page, and Google loves that kind of stuff. Because if it's written right, if it's more helpful to people, then they're going to want to read it. Okay. If it's just a boring article with lots of words, people may not read it, but it really needs to be helpful content. You know, if somebody is asking for, how do I improve my credit score? And somebody provided a list of 10 steps, and there was more than 1,000 words on that page. That is really good content.
Does it matter where on the page those words that you're telling me about, or doesn't matter. They don't have to be all crammed into that first paragraph anymore.
No. If credit repair was your top phrase that you want to be found for, certainly you want to have it in the first 100 words, but Google's getting really smart. It understands related words and synonyms that as you describe the process of fixing your credit, Google will automatically know that this is about credit repair and it'll help.
Okay. Is website speed and being mobile friendly still important?
They are definitely still important. Google has two indexes now. One that they call the mobile index and one that they call the old index or the desktop index. Everything is switching over to the mobile index because more people are searching from their phones. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be mobile friendly, to be in that mobile index. And it also is important to be fast. So we only have 3 seconds to get a page to be delivered to a phone so that person can see it.
Right.
And then once it's there, we still only have another 3 seconds to grab their attention so they can read it and scroll down and look at more. Because within that 3 seconds, they'll decide right away, this is what I'm looking for or it's not.
And well, today in 2020, wouldn't most websites... website themes be all responsive?
Yes, but some people haven't updated their website in years or even in a decade. So they could be using an old theme that's not responsive. I just fixed a website last week that was not responsive.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're still out there.
Is that a very involved process, David? Is it like, all the walls come crashing down. Now we have to rebuild, or is it just a couple of tweaks to get an updated theme in there?
If they're already using WordPress, it's easy. I can just change the theme. Or if there's a updated version of the theme that they're using, then that would be enough to do it. Okay. In the particular case for the guy that I helped last week, he was not using WordPress at all. So he just had an old static HTML website, the old file, which is really fast. And Google loves that. But it was doing nothing to make his website mobile friendly. So we just moved him, just copied his pages, put them as they are right into WordPress, and used an updated theme. And now he's mobile friendly.
Right. Okay. Let's talk a second about social media, because I know that you're sort of a social media guru as well. We've had many conversations around what is right, what is wrong, where's my target market, and the like. So which social media platform do you feel is the most relevant or the most important right now?
People are probably expecting an answer like, oh, it's Facebook, or oh, it's Instagram, or oh, it's Pinterest. But really, the most important one is where your clients hang out more. So if it's like recipes, you know, maybe you're a foodie and you got recipes and stuff, you know, Pinterest is the place to be.
Right.
People love Pinterest for recipes and other things.
Right.
If you're maybe under age 40, you're probably on Instagram a little bit more. So, you know, so it just depends on, you know, where your clients hang out. That would be the best place.
How's the best way to determine that?
Some of them, like Facebook, you can go in and you can get demographic information for who's reading your posts and what the best time of day is.
Right.
So if you can get into the analytics part of it, and even on Instagram, once you change your account to the free business account, mm-hmm. you can start getting analytics from that too. So you can see some demographics to decide, am I reaching my best audience or am I just reaching everybody?
You know, and you can help people with that too. You can go
ahead,
you
know, sure can.
See where they are, kind of help clean up their social media, you know,
yeah.
sort of figure out, you know, for the demographic, mm-hmm. if they are indeed in the right place. For example, I wouldn't be interested in working with Snapchat because that's not where my people are.
That's a great example. Yeah.
That's a great example. I mean, you know, yeah. Snapchat would not be the right one for me. Facebook is, however, LinkedIn is still super relevant. Twitter, you know, I think that's kind of a middle ground. That's kind of where everybody might be, and that works for them, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. The new one that I'm really digging is TikTok. I mean, it is so much fun. I mean, it's taking over like gangbusters. I mean, it's really a lot of fun.
I haven't used it personally myself, but I have seen articles where it is really taking off, like you said.
Right. Okay. So is there a common problem that everyone has regarding their website? Well, I mean, what's the thing you see all the time over and over again that you wish people would get?
The biggest thing is they treat their website like a billboard. They start their business. They say, okay, I need to have a phone number. I need to have an email address. I need to get business cards, and I need a website. Mm-hmm. The four things that they need. And they put a bunch of information on their website, and then they never go back to it. But a website should be like an employee. It should be working for them 24/7 to bring them new clients or whatever they're trying to get more of. So if you got a bad employee, you fire them and you change to a better employee. But people don't even look at their website that way. And they're just websites out there that are like billboards that they were created and left and abandoned and nobody ever looks at it again. And they put nothing more into it.
That's the
biggest mistake I see is that they're not treating it like an employee to get a good return.
That's a really great analogy. Your website is an employee. It really is great. I'd never heard it put quite that way before, but how true is it? I mean, it's not a standing billboard. It's your workplace. How are some of the best ways to get people to come to your website?
For me, a lot of my clients, they want more phone calls or they want more booked appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And to get those, you know, you need to be on all the usual platforms, Google and Bing and in the maps and Nextdoor. And as we talked about with social media, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, you need to help get your name.
So make a post on these social medias with a link back to your website. But usually you need to be giving somebody some value, whether it be an article, whether it be a freebie, whether it be a giveaway, a video series, a white paper, right? There's got to be that hook, if you will, that catch that really gives value.
Right. So even if you're a locksmith, you know, there's so many locksmiths out there, but, you know, you have to stand out. Maybe, you know, in a certain community, you offer a discount. Because if you don't have to drive across town, if you got all your traffic or all your customers coming from a central location, you're not driving as much. You can maybe give those people a discount if they're doing a lot of work in that area. So
discount. I wanted you to talk about, I'm going to open up the magazine again, David. You had done an article for this, the latest iteration of the magazine, which was the December, January, February issue. Am I invisible in Google?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that. And then I want you to talk about the that your ad, which is shareme.today. Oh, I'm covering it up.
Yeah,
shareme.today. Sorry, there it is.
Yeah. So the article about was the things that you can do to be better in Google, to be more visible. Because honestly, if somebody's searching for a phrase and you're not even on page 2, maybe it's page 10.
Right.
You can consider yourself invisible because nobody's ever going to look there. 99% of the time, people will find somebody to call, even a couple places to call, right on page 1. So there's never really a need to look at page 2. And mm-hmm. and when was the last time you looked for something and went to page 2? Yeah.
No, very rarely.
The focus is to have the right elements inside your website, including more words, to help you climb higher to get into page 1. And it's got to be better than somebody who's there, because we got to knock somebody out to make room for you.
Right. In the back end, I often see alt text. Is that relevant?
Yes, it is. Because Google's only interested in words. So when it comes to pictures and videos, Google ignores those. The only way to get words from a picture is with that alt text.
Okay.
There's two ways. One is the alt text, and one is the file name of the picture. So if I had a picture that was called 123.jpg, that's not going to help as much. But if it was Clarissa Burt in Italy, .jpg, now it can help you.
Okay, so I think that's a huge mistake everybody makes, is not renaming their images before uploading them into the back end onto to an article or a blog or whatever might be. That is super important. Let's go back to the alt text a second. Are they really more hashtags, meta tags kind of thing, or how many of them can you put into the alt text space of your pertinent, of the words that are pertinent to you, your business, your article, blog, whatever?
Yeah, so each picture can have its own alt text. So it's best to describe, what this picture is. Mm-hmm. And if there is a way to use a phrase that you want to be found for to describe that picture, that's even better.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, anything else
one more thing. I mentioned, videos themselves don't have alt text.
Right.
So, and I'm telling you that Google ignores videos. But you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, what about YouTube? YouTube's really big. It's got all the videos. YouTube's pushing it more. Well, there's a difference there. YouTube wants people there to watch videos to see their ads. So in that case, they do care about videos, and they're really watching your subscriber count and the watch time. Now, behind the scenes, because Google really can't understand videos, they do an automatic transcription of the soundtrack into words. Now they have the words that they want that they can feed into the Google search, so to help find you and your videos.
So an audio transcription
is automatic.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I knew that. That's new to me.
Yeah.
Things change so quickly, David. Things are being updated and changed so quickly. So for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, much like myself, it's a part-time job just trying to keep up. I love working with you, because, you don't just do the work that's asked. You also keep me abreast of what I need to know that I didn't, which is I love working with you. Everybody, David Johnstone, Flash Forward Sites, you can find him there. And if they want to schedule with you, David,
You can just go to my website, Flash Forward Sites. Right at the top of the page is a little, I have the little post-it note there that they can schedule an appointment with me.
Right. Right. Now, everybody, David is going to become a regular. So that is really great news. He's going to keep us abreast. He's going to let us know. He's going to go, Clarissa, you need to get me back on because we need to tell you such and such is happening. Yeah. So that's a really cool perk for everybody to just, you know, share, like, comment, do everything you can to show love to in the limelight media. We're on everywhere. I mean, you know, YouTube and all sorts of places. You'll find me. It's not that hard. Clarissa Burt, pretty much on every social media, except Snapchat. You'll find me and you'll find David too. So David, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. Any parting words, sir?
Oh, just make sure you look at your Google data. Google gives it away for free. So there's no
reason. Where can they find that, David? Where's the best? How's the best way to get there for those that don't know?
Oh, Google Analytics. They just need to sign up for Google Analytics and then put the little code snippet inside their website, and right. Google will start collecting data and let you have it for free.
Right. One of the other things I want you to touch upon the next time, David, is I can't tell you, I get a weekly report of all the people that have tried to hack into my site. That is the Bird Fence or something that you set me up with.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That was one of the greatest tools because there are numerous attempts to attack and hack the back end of my website, which is really kind of scary.
Not just because you're famous, but it happens to all websites, whether they know it or not. Well, all sites are trying
to. Yeah, that's the point. They don't know it. And the next thing you know, they're hacked, and then their merchant accounts are hacked or whatever else because they've gotten the back end. Website. So let's talk about that in depth next time, David. Thanks again for your time today. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at inspirednewsradio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, inspirednewsradio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order. Promo code Clarissa20. The promo code is Clarissa20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces. Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.